We talked all about our upcoming Spirit Fest, which is on this Saturday coming. And on the line we have Trish Wren. Now, Trish is going to be there. Hi, Trish, how are you?
Hi, Barry. I'm good, thanks.
Good. Now, tell us a little bit about what you do.
I am primarily an animal communicator, and I also do energy balancing, healing. So I've expanded into people as well as their animals, basically.
Oh, okay. So is that the sort of thing you've done for, you know, since you were a little girl or what? Or?
No. Probably just the last 4 years. Prior to that, I was a riding instructor. So I've always been an animal person. And years ago, I did Reiki 1 and 2 probably, 15 or more years ago, and I went to a couple of animal communication workshops. You know, I always wanted to be able to connect on a different level, but it didn't really happen for me. And then 4 years ago, a friend took me along to a meditation group that she went to, and something about the group energy of that particular group just opened all sorts of things up for me. So really since then I've been able to do all sorts of things that I never could before.
Cool. Yeah, no, you quite often just need a trigger aid to start things off.
Yeah.
No, that's really interesting. So, I mean, you sort of tune into the animal and see what's wrong with it and that sort of thing?
Yeah, what I do is most of my work is remote. So people just send me a photo of the animal. Initially, the majority of animals that I did were horses because that was my background. You know, I was a riding instructor, and so I still do lots and lots of horses, but that's expanded into all kinds of animals. So people send me a photo, and I meditate and tune in with the energy of that animal. And then what I do is I check them, I kind of scan them physically to see if there are any physical issues that we need to know about. And then I scan them energetically, so I scan their energy field and check their chakras. I rebalance them energetically. And then I do any healing that's required. So if when I did the physical scan, say some kind of stomach upset, say, was apparent, then once I've rebalanced energy, I'll go back to the stomach and I'll remove any negative energy that's there and put healing there, that sort of thing. And then at the end, I ask a bunch of questions, either standard questions that I've kind of built up along the way or specific questions that the owner has. So I'll ask, you know, do you like where you live? Do you like your owner? Is your diet okay? All sorts of things like that. And then more specific things that the owner might want to know as well.
Oh, right. Oh, okay. Oh, that sounds cool. Just my daughter's cat and Sue in the shop, her dog, they've just been having stomach problems just recently for some reason.
Right.
Yeah. They all sorts of fits together. But you sort of, you say you go on to work with humans as well, just for a change. So, you know, what do you do with humans? Same thing?
Hello,
Trish. Can you hear me?
Oh, sorry. No, yeah, out there for a minute. I missed the question after you said about the stomach issue.
Okay. No, you say you work with humans as well. So what do you do for humans as well?
Yeah, so for humans, I do intuitive energy balancing and healing. So I basically just meditate and tune in with that person and do whatever I'm guided to do. So rebalancing their energy and putting healing in specific places. I get good feedback from that. It seems to help people. And then just lately what I've started doing is pendulum healing. So that's quite intensive, using lots of charts, and that can be very specific. So again, I'm getting good feedback from people on the results from that.
Right. Yeah, it's amazing how you know, you can ask a question and the pendulum will tell you all sorts of stuff.
Yeah.
The same as tuning in. Well, you know, with the animals, to tune into to what's needed and what needs is fixing and stuff. Right.
That's it. Yeah.
So,
and I, you know, I've just really learned along the way to completely trust whatever it is I'm getting. You know, I don't necessarily understand it or know whether how appropriate it is. You know, I might not know all the backstory, but I've learned to just do whatever I'm guided to do and pass it on. And invariably, the person comes back to me and says, "Oh, yeah, that's because of such and such, or that means this or that, or, you know, if it's the animal, they'll know exactly why it came out the way it did. It makes sense to them, even if it doesn't make sense to me."
Mm.
So it's been quite an exercise in trust, you know. I've really learned just to trust what I get and just pass it on. That's what's supposed to be happening right now. So it's incredibly cool. I mean, it's the best job in the world. I love it.
Yeah. I mean, it's not uncommon. You know, we get a lot of people come in with gifts and it's the old scared thing, you know. I don't want to, I don't know if it's right. Am I doing the right thing and all that sort of stuff, you know?
Yeah.
But I mean, if you know what you say, you just got to accept it, eh?
Absolutely.
This is how it is, and yeah.
Yep.
And pass the message on.
Yeah, exactly.
So negative. So this sort of emotional stuff and past life trauma and all sorts of things you come up with.
Yeah, with animals. So far with animals, I don't seem to get, or they don't seem to present, I'm not sure which, past life trauma. I do get that with humans, particularly when I'm doing the pendulum work. With the pendulum, I can do a lot of emotional healing and clearing of past life issues or generational type issues that have been passed on. But animals don't seem to suffer from that the same way, in my experience anyway. Emotional stuff, yes, with the animals. They can have a lot of emotional trauma. I find often just rebalancing their energy can make the biggest difference. That can clear a bunch of stuff for animals. You know, they seem to be, they're less complicated than humans are, I think.
Yeah.
More accepting or something. And also with animals, I find I can explain things to them, you know. So if something specific has been happening in their life, or there's something that they're doing that maybe the owner doesn't like, or you know, they just don't understand, I can explain to the horse or the animal what the situation is so that they understand it. And invariably that then changes the behavior. You know, I have a client at the moment who moved her horse to a new grazing place, and there's a pig there, and the horse really hates the pig. So she asked me to, you know, could I speak to him and explain to him, you know, what pigs are.
Mm-hmm.
And that it's not going to hurt him. It's actually a really friendly pig, you know. It's nothing that he has to worry about. And I did that, just explained it all to him, and she reported back that the horse is completely different now and he's not worried about the pig anymore. So, you know, I don't know how you would achieve that any other way, you know, without talking to him this way, so that's quite cool. You know, I can help them cope better with whatever it is that's going on in their life.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you know, that's amazing. That's cool stuff.
Yeah.
Really good. So on Saturday you'll be down at Infinity, so you can, you know, you can do readings for people and healings and stuff there. And
yeah. If they want a little mini animal communication reading, just bring a photo of the animal on their phone or something. That's absolutely fine. And I'm also happy to do, if anyone is interested in the pendulum healing or energy balancing for themselves, I'm happy to do that too. I'm open to anything, basically.
Fair enough. Yeah, because last week one of the ladies here said, are you asking people to bring their pets in?
All right. No, they don't have to do that.
Yeah.
No, I don't mind, but, you know, they don't have
to. We haven't got room for a horse in our back room.
No, no horses.
Yeah. Yeah, great. Okay, that's real cool. And so, Yin, you're doing drum tomorrow, eh?
Yeah, I'm really excited to do the drum making course. I did a shamanic immersion workshop about 3 years ago, maybe, and I really enjoyed that. So, you know, I have a bit of affinity to it. Maybe it's my Celtic roots, I'm not sure. So yeah, I'm really excited to do that. And also, I know people who do drumming with horses, and apparently horses really, really like it. So I'm excited to try that.
Oh, okay. Oh, no, I hadn't heard of that one. Well, this time next week, you'll have a drum you can play. now the weather's warmed up, it'll dry out pretty quickly. So.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. Yeah. All right. Okay, anything else you want to talk to us about at this stage? Yeah. Oh, your spiritual development, you touched on that, did you? You're doing some of that?
Yes. A couple of things I'm doing. So I do spiritual development one-to-one for people, either in person if they come to me, I'm just outside Cambridge, or online, you know, Skype or whatever. So where they tell me about where they're at right now, what they are or aren't able to do, you know, like meditate or whether it's animal communication or whatever. And so we discuss that and what their goals are, what they'd like to be able to do and why. And then we meditate together and see what comes up and kind of go from there. So it's very personal to the individual. And something else I've started doing recently, in fact my first one finishes tonight, is I'm doing online animal communication workshops. So tonight is the last night of my it's called 6 weeks to connect with your horse. So I've got 7 people on this online course. We have weekly group calls, and I'm doing guided meditations and giving them homework to do, all kinds of things, and developing their ability to talk to their own horses. Wow. So that's been really cool.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah.
Must be a lot of people, you know, around your area, around Cambridge, with horses, eh? You know?
Yeah, a lot.
Yeah. Alrighty. Okay, well, thanks very much for your time.
You're welcome. Nice to speak to you, and I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah. So we'll be there, you know, 9 o'clock-ish onwards, and we'll get into the drums. And and then we'll see you Saturday, and people can come down and meet and greet you and bring a photo of the pet or whatever, and, you know, go from there.
Cool.
Alrighty. Okay, well, thanks, Trish. We'll see you tomorrow. Okay, bye for now.
Bye.
There we go, Trish Wren. We'll have a bit more from Lorena McClinnett.